This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Make it on your own, but we don't have to grow up. We can stay forever young. Living on my sofa, drinking rum and cola underneath the rising sun. I could give a thousand reasons why, but you're gone, and you know that all you have to do is say,
let us go. Let us begin. Now, let us start over with another hour of conversation to help make you enjoy this day. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. Victoria is suffering from prostatic problems with her connection. How's that?
It sounds fancy.
We have a proctology exam on the equipment there, I think. In the meantime, here is Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show, one of my favorites. I find we call this the radio brats, Warren, call these service elements. How we can make your life better with information about your pets. That's one of the highlights of doing the DJB program, and one of the highlights of good going back to the days that you and I grew up in radio. We call these full service programs, the morning shows that had a little bit of everything, and that's what I pride myself on here with the expertise of Jennifer and Victoria and Kara and people like you who have an expertise that is unchallengeable. You are the expert when it comes to pets. So once in a while, there are a number of questions that come up that are collected, and I like to clear them off the decks. So thank you for being available and for helping us out in understanding some of the things that dogs need to know. I'm just looking at a picture of Millie standing by the pool with one of the things in her mouth that she loves to shred. She tears everything up. And so it comes to me, humans don't do that. Humans don't rip things apart, but dogs seem to like to do that. Is that just for dogs? And do you think Millie or your dogs or any dog knows that he or she is a dog? How do you know if your dog knows that he or she is a dog?
But by the way, they react differently with different things. For example, dogs react differently with other dogs than they react with people. And so, therefore, they know they're a dog because they're reacting with a dog the way a dog would react with a dog. And they're reacting with people the way a dog would react with people. So I think they know. I don't think they care. I think they definitely know that they are. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. We are in service to our dog. I always felt that I was in service to Charlotte. And I think Meredith felt she was in service to Charlotte, and she feels like she's in service to Millie. And you do, we all do. But there's a fun quotient to it. It's just kind of, it's just neat.
It's that giving. We all have that nurturing gene. And as we get older, sometimes that nurturing gene disappears. However, when it comes to our pets, I've worked with some major sports figures from the New York Jets, the Giants, the Mets, whatever. The Islanders, these guys that are fighting like crazy on the ice. Mm-hmm. And yet when they're with their dogs or with their cats at home, they're down on all fours. Goo, goo, ga, ga, where's my baby? Absolutely. It's a whole different ballgame. Just the way people speak to it. Let's face it, we talk to our pets differently than we speak to any other member of the family.
My own pet language, I started using it. I had it with Charlotte for the year she was with me. You remember hearing some of the silly things
Unga bunga.
And I've done now. Millie has gotten some of that. As a matter of fact, I've started it with Miles. The other day I picked Miles, my grandson, up. We were walking down the street, and I put him on my shoulders. And as I lifted him up and threw him over my shoulders, I said, unga bunga. What do you think is the next word out of his mouth? Anger.
Just think. Listen, I do this all the time. Someone gets a new dog. They name the dog Duke. Okay, the dog's name is Duke. Three days later, it's Dookie. 4 days later, it's the Dukester. It's Mr. Duke Luka Luka. Right. And just the different names. Because you know what? Our dogs and cats make us feel comfortable. They let us be ourselves without worrying about what Jennifer thinks about me, what Victoria thinks about me. My dog could care less whether my breath is bad or whether I shaved this morning. Just want to be with me. And I think that's why the relationship is
so close.
Makes
no difference. Yeah. I always call Charlotte Charlotte, but I do call Millie the Milster from time to time. Anyway, the idea of having pets and having them make our lives better, enhancing our lives, is certainly, I think that's paramount to so many people. Did you see the photos posted on Facebook this week of the dog adopted by the monastery in Bolivia?
These things
got viral. Did you see him?
I did not.
Oh, you got it. The dog's become an internet star. The monks are from the Order of Friars Minor, which is a Catholic order known as the Franciscans, to those who are undressed. They dress their dog as one of them. They got a tiny brown robe for this dog and some rope around his waist. Do you see the picture, Jennifer?
No, I didn't. But that sounds cute.
I think we posted it. I think, Kara, I think yesterday Victoria may have posted it. Either I did or she did. I know I saw it yesterday somewhere, and I think I posted it if she didn't.
So you have to take a vow of silence as well.
Yeah, right, exactly. In poverty.
Hey, here's a story that just broke about, listen, there's a new dog in Illinois, in Sterling, Illinois. The dog's name is Hug Giver, and it's a two-month-old puppy owned by the police department there, and they use this dog just to make people feel better, whether it be a kid that has to be taken away from a home or an officer that got involved with something that was kind of nasty. So they have a new dog. It's not a police dog. It's just a regular old dog, and his name is Hug Giver, and that's what his job is.
Hug Giver.
Hug
yesterday, somebody sent me something yesterday. I don't know whether Jennifer, we didn't talk about it on the air, I know, but I saw something. And the question was, yeah, I get these questions all the time from people, and it's good brain food. The question was, if you could go visit heaven for a day, who would you want to visit?
Easy.
You?
My grandma.
Yeah. What about you, Warren?
Who would I want to visit? That's a great question.
My answer was Charlotte.
Yeah, yeah.
Even above your parents, huh?
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah. Way. But I don't mean that to be disrespectful to my parents, but it's no. There was nothing but consummate love with Charlotte and me.
What about the argument, Doug, that I get from people all the time? Well, you know what? Dogs can't go to heaven. They don't have souls. Only humans can go to heaven. How can it possibly be heaven if there's no dogs there? It can't possibly be heaven if there's no dog. And if you know what? If it is heaven and there are no dogs there, I'll hang out in purgatory. It's fine with me.
Yeah, no. There is no question. I might change it about the other people that I care about. I don't care about, you know, I mean, you put me in a position, Jennifer, of making excuses.
But you don't have to make an excuse. I think a lot of people, if they're being really honest, would probably pick their dog over some family members.
The people that I care about, the other people I care about are still here. So whether I can or can't talk to them all the time is irrelevant. They're still around. So ultimately, there'll be a conversation. But I would like to have it.
The question, if you're on a desert island, would you rather be with your dog or your best friend that walks upright? There's no doubt in my mind I would choose my dog. There's just no doubt in my mind.
Wow.
Charlotte used to love to. You know what I used to do when I was down on the beach in Santa Monica? There was there was a prohibition of bringing your dog onto the beach, onto the sand. So in the daytime, I'd walk her up and down the path. But as soon as it got dark, right out into the sand. And she used to love to dig up the sand, do a little poop, and cover it up. And that's why they didn't want you to go in the sand. But it was, I don't know why.
Yeah, that's a battle I'm having now with Santa Monica. I'm having a battle now. I'm involved with the Senate and everything, trying to get one of the beaches open. There's 70 miles of beach in Los Angeles County. Open one beach for the dogs. Just one beach for the dogs. Yeah. That's all I'm asking, and yet they won't do it. You know why? It's because of that, the Coastal Commission, and they're afraid that dog poop's going to destroy the beach. Forget the hypodermic needles I'm stepping
on. Right, exactly. I remember when Miles and Megan and I went for a walk on the beach last year, about this time, and I stuck my foot went into a hypodermic needle. It was on the beach.
Oh
stuck
my God! Did you get caught? Did you get checked for anything?
Nah.
You get diseases from getting a hypodermic needle in the foot.
I'm strong. I'm a tough guy. Here I am. I'm still here.
Denver. So the moral of the story is that we would much rather step in dog poop than a hypodermic needle. So that's my. But no, I understand
that. Is the moral of the story.
That is
right. Cow poop or horse poop or.
I like to avoid both if it's okay with you guys. Yeah,
it's good luck.
I remember when I was a kid. This is going to really sound gross. I remember we used to run through the pasture in our bare feet, and love to put our bare feet on fresh cow pies.
Ugh, Doug.
Is that time up?
Yes, it is. In fact, 16 past the hour. Our thanks to Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show. Up next, the television report here on the DJV Experience.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Yeti. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down in his face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south. Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Work Shoe. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
If your child suffers in school with reading problems, you've likely searched high and low for an answer. But when nothing works, you're back to square one feeling discouraged and helpless. You know your child has potential, but for some reason, your child struggles with reading. And even though your child would never say it, he or she is depending on you to find the solution. And there is a solution. The USA Reading Clinic has developed a revolutionary system with proven technology that can make it easier than ever to correct your child's reading problem. The results are nothing short of miraculous. And once your child's reading difficulties are corrected, grades will improve and your child's confidence will soar. Call the USA Reading Clinic now at 800-559-3590. If you don't make this call today, how else can your child get on track and start succeeding? Call the USA Reading Clinic right now. Call 800-559-3590. That's 800-559-3590. 800-559-3590.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. All right, here we go. Television report. Jen's going to give us an idea of what to see tonight. Meanwhile, in what could have been only the most random, unfortunate, impossible to foresee coincidence, a disabled contestant on The Price is Right this week offered a treadmill as well as a home sauna as a prize.
Oh. Well,
it's like Joe Biden saying to the guy in the audience,
get up
and take a bow. He's in a wheelchair.
Come on. Don't be
so the woman's
Jenny.
Credit, though, she came off completely unflapped or unflappable. Imagine how Drew Carey must have felt. He kept his cool, but got
to
be a little sweat there.
You have to crawl into a hole with something like that.
Of course.
You just have to laugh.
Yeah. So the Fox and Friends morning show has gotten its best month of ratings ever. February ratings month. Donald Trump pretty much is the bottom line. He's been there. He talks about them all the time, says his favorite morning show, and he feels the people there are his friends. And so they've used that for access, and it's given them a 46% gain over the same time last year, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
The focus
on
Trump, what he's doing.
They've had a huge bump in the ratings. And mm-hmm. the other network that has, too, which is interesting in cable news, is MSNBC is beating CNN, and they have the last 6 out of 7 months. Not in the key demographic, which is what advertisers like to say is like the 18 to 54 crowd, but overall, they're beating CNN even.
Yeah. Well, that's because they have his tax return. That's the whole thing.
Boy.
Secret behind that.
Yeah.
All right, so what do we have? I watched this week's episode of 24 last night before I went to bed, and it was as up to standard, up to par. What did you watch last night?
I watched an episode from Monday night of Two Broke Girls. That's all I had time for last night. Yeah.
No, it doesn't interest me at all.
Too much Russian stuff. But tonight, the season finale of Lethal Weapon, it'll be back for a season two, but you can finish up season one tonight, Fox 8 o'clock, followed by the season finale of Star. So that's also the show that features Queen Latifah there. And then if that's not your gig, the show Happen Leonard is back on Sundance. This is a murder mystery in a series based on the books by Joe Lansdale. So you can check that out, Sundance at 10 o'clock tonight.
All right, good job, Jen Jen. 21 after the hour on the DJV Experience.
The
answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
And change past the hour. Isn't it refreshing? Whenever we can find a reason to talk about Adele, we do. So here's another Adele story. Let's crank up this newer song, Chasing Pavements, by Adele.
Actually,
a backdrop. What is this?
This is a new one. Chasing Pavements is off of, I think, her first album. That's a really old song. Yeah, this is off of her latest one, Send My Love to Your New Lover.
Okay, well, let's hear what it sounds like, because I don't know the song. I like Adele.
How was you strong? You were trembling. You couldn't handle the hot heat rising. Baby, I'm so rising. I was running. You were walking. You couldn't keep up. You were falling down. There's only one way down. I'm giving you up.
Great stories she tells. Interesting life. I just like her.
Yeah.
Power was cut during her show in Australia the other night. She did what she does best. She has a very bawdy sense of humor, and so she told some dirty jokes for the audience while they were waiting for the electricity to come back on to kill some time. And she's very good at that. Somebody pulled the plug out accidentally. Can you imagine just one plug put something like that out of business in a big concert like that? Good God.
The whole stage went black.
Yeah, so the crew fixed the problem. Meantime, she said, quote, "So we're having technical difficulty. I'm not quite sure what it is. Shall I try and tell some jokes?" And the crowd, of course, yelled, "Yay!" Our power has gone out under the stage, so who knows how long we're going to be doing this. Shall I tell you my filthy joke? Despite all the children that are here, I need more applause because I might offend somebody. And then she unleashed this joke. Let's see. Can I do this? What do you call a blonde standing on her head? Want to take a shot at that, Kara?
I don't know. I'm a blonde and I've stood on my head before, but I don't know what the answer is and I'm scared to ask.
A brunette with bad breath.
Is that what I think it means? It took me.
You have to. I'm leaving it do interpretation. I'm going to just keep moving along here. All right, what else have we got musically? She's just a character. This thing lasted about 5 minutes, and fans were on social media to complain about the power problems that they have in Australia. That's sort of coupled with, wasn't it Elon Musk who said earlier this week, because of all the trouble they're having with power outages in Australia, he can fix it with his batteries in 90 days?
I think
somewhere there was an answer, yes. Okay, let's move from Adele to singer-songwriter Shawn Mendes, who's going to make his big screen debut in a musical this summer called Summer of Love, an Ivan Reitman production. He's a youngster from Canada. Started out as a, what's a Vine star? I don't know what that is.
It was a social media platform, and I don't think it's around anymore, but it basically was 7-second videos, and so all these people got popular making these little tiny short funny little snippet videos.
Yeah. Okay, I remember we talked about that. Anyway, Reitman is a Canadian. He saw Shawn Mendes, liked him, so he's in a new project that's being shopped to studios now. Reitman has directed a lot of comedies. Remember when Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito, were in that thing about twins?
Yeah,
that was an urban one. Most of the funny stuff that the two of them have been in, Reitman has done. Anyway, so there will be a lot of musical performances apparently in this show. But the focus is on this young Shawn Mendes. This is his music here, right? We're listening to the background. Well, musicals are making money, and so Hollywood's looking to make some more, and that's what this will be about. 28 after the hour.
The second you say you'd like me to, I just want to give you the loving that you're missing, baby, just to wake up with you.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Lightning.
Hey, bud, it's your pal Lightning. I was just hanging out in the old Cloudaroo here. I thought I'd give you a call. I hope you're still not sore about that time I deep-fried your big-screen TV with that bolt. Yeah, I've been meaning to pay you back for that one, for sure. A little short on cash at the moment, but any day now. Yep. Well, anywho, talk later.
Lightning won't pay for the damage it causes. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Check Groupon. Save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Groupon.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Paid attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And if you like sitting and driving with the windows down, and if you like...
By now, 34 after the hour, no joke, this is the DJV experience. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Now, keep our fingers crossed that we can actually make it through a half hour without having her go into radio oblivion somewhere up there. So the weather has been the subject of much dismay. You didn't get as much snow as you thought you were going to, but
right.
The wetness, the heaviness of the snow soaks in. I was explaining earlier on how in most big cities now, all the cables, all the electric phone, everything is underground. So where you don't have a problem with stuff getting knocked out because the trees are heavy with snow and they break the power lines, you do have a problem with these underground conduits sometimes not being leak-proof, and the water gets into them, and thus...
Is that how it sounds?
That's how it sounds, yep.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, but yesterday was a nice day. You had a little, a pleasant day off, and you didn't have to go out in the snow, did you? It was a pretty good day, but it should have been a good day for you.
Yeah, I mean, I was sitting here waiting to talk to you guys.
Really? Wow.
Which is always frustrating when
it's very frustrating.
Work.
Yep, you can't get it off your mind. All right, so here's something that will frustrate a lot of people. A study out, because this is the first week of spring ahead. Clocks were changed last weekend. Mm. So do you know how to read the poll or the study was on clocks? Now, I have 3 clocks in my studio. All of them are normal, regular clocks. Not digital clocks, I think you and Kara in your studio, you have digital clocks only, right? If I'm not mistaken, what I remember anyway.
Yeah, and, digital.
Only digital. And what about you in your studio, Victoria? Do you have a digital or do you have regular read clocks?
No, I have all digital everywhere. Even my watch is digital.
All right. So, in this study of school children in elementary school, 4 out of 5 could not read a quote-unquote normal clock. They look at the clock. They don't know what it means. Well, they don't even understand why it's round. 1 in 10 children between the ages of 6 to 12 own a watch, and only 1 in 5 know how to read them. They are not digital. They're regular watches. So you look at some of these people who study, teachers, that sort of thing. These teachers, when they found this, this became apparent this week. So teachers everywhere have been asking their students, because most of the clocks in the schools are still the regular round clock with the numbers and the second hand and all that stuff on them. So nobody apparently ever asked or was any thinking about it at all. Do your children know how to read a regular clock? And no is the answer in 80% of the circumstances.
What age students were they?
They were from 6 to 12.
Oh, 6 to 12. Okay.
Yeah. Don't know how to read a clock. How in the world is it just...
I'm not surprised. Well, I mean, none of them know how to learn. They don't learn how to write in cursive anymore either.
No.
So.
Don't know how to write. Nope.
I'm surprised for 12th graders, though, because that not learning how to write in cursive and not learning how to read a clock, I feel like that's a fairly new thing. So unless they've just forgotten.
I think it's ages 6 to 12, right?
Oh, ages 6 to 12.
Yeah, ages 6 to 12. Yeah. Not high school. 6
right.
to 12. Hmm. All right. So even the smartest of them don't seem to know how to read a clock. So let's keep going with smart as our theme here for a moment, Victoria, because there's a review today of writing. Now, this is right up my alley. You can imagine when somebody saw this, they just sent it. Okay, first person on their mind was somebody in my family. Send this to Uncle Dougie, because not only do I correct people's grammar and annoy them here on the air, but I correct people's grammar in my family and annoy them as well. So you'll all be happy to know that there is a review. Microsoft has rounded up a list of the top 10 grammar mistakes that are made. And this is from a survey done of those who own or use Word, like I do, and Outlook, like I do. I don't think either of you two do. Either of you use Microsoft Word or Outlook?
I'm a Mac person, but I have the mail program that comes with Mac is very similar to Outlook.
Ah, okay. Well, anyway, so the data comes from lots of people who use Microsoft. And if you're interested in making a good impression, you probably ought to know about some of these mistakes. I'll just go through them, and you can grunt or groan, whatever you want to do as I go through them. I do with, I have the common stuff like what we hear, and I try to catch myself on these too, not just being critical. I do make mistakes because I'm human, and so I acknowledge other people make them. When the ladies start off with, I mean, as a sentence. That's something.
The ladies. No, it's one lady. We're going to point a finger at one lady who starts with, I mean.
I mean, you're not talking about me, are you?
All right, so here are the top 10 problems leaving too many white spaces between words. I don't understand what that means, because that's not a grammatical problem. That's just a spatial problem. Missing commas, however. I'm guilty of that. Commas, periods. I don't put that.
Yes, I have
do
read
commas
your emails.
Yeah, right. I just
like
go...
hieroglyphics.
As they used to say, they could tell what my tone was by... Oh, it sounded when I was hitting the keyboard. All right, so let's see. What else here? A hyphen. My three-year-old son. The correct way to do it is my three-year-old son. Don't ask me why. Incorrect capitalization is a big problem. I don't think that's a surprise to anybody. But here's one. Mixing possessive and plural forms. Where does the apostrophe go? For example, my sister's car is old. The apostrophe comes after the R and before the S. My sister's car is old. Now, if it were a word that ends in S, the apostrophe goes after the S. If it doesn't, then it goes before the S.
Well, if you have that, right? Two sisters who shared a car, then it would be their plural possessive. So,
yes, yeah. Correct. Oh, that's right. They are. That's what it's called, a plural.
I was an English major. I know these things.
All right, so there you go. You're fine. let's see. Verbs incorrectly used after there was a whole study done. And now I'm trying to. I found this. As a matter of fact, this is right up the alley of those, especially who are doing newscasts. I heard this the other day on a Los Angeles station. I wish Jennifer was still here. And I was horrified. This is what the newscaster said. A young mother murdered, the suspect found dead. Do you realize how grammatically messed up that is? The verbs are all over the place. A young mother was murdered, and the suspect in the murder was found dead. But to put them all together like that, it sounds like the young mother murdered herself.
You know, newscasters and news writing is
sloppy.
It's awful.
Sloppy. Yeah.
I mean,
really
it just
is.
You know, like, and the, you know, the thing that really bugs me, and this one bugs my mom too, and she's a grammarian. Went missing. You don't go missing. You either are missing or you're not.
Shot dead.
Oh, I hate
How
that one too. Shot dead. Oh,
that's crazy.
Shot and killed.
Yeah.
Oh, believe me, you and I could nerd out on this.
We
kind
could.
Of stuff.
We could probably
I don't
write
know how
a book.
Exciting this is for the audience, but
all right. Speaking of excitement, we have Ivanka Trump's jewelry line in the focus today. The first couple of months of her father's presidency has seen a lot of focus on her fashion and accessories brand. It appears the company has decided to undergo some changes because of that. She's officially getting rid of their jewelry line, replacing it with a more affordable line of less expensive. Apparently,
which is smart,
her jewelry
yeah.
was very expensive. Is that true?
Well, she had a fine jewelry collection, which actually she had a store down in Soho in New York City where I am, and I went to the opening party for it, and it was beautiful jewelry. It was a gorgeous store, but it was very expensive. I mean, it was, you know, real diamonds and things like that, so you could buy engagement rings, and she actually at the time, this was in 2012, and she had a bridal package, an engagement package, which I thought was really cool. And gave you an engagement ring from the Ivanka Trump line, she would then use her connections to help make your...
All right, so we're losing...
Well, what an interesting story.
All right, well, anyway, I think the bottom line here, thank you to Victoria for trying. That wasn't Victoria's brain working. That was the weather working that I've talked about. So the fashion jewelry line now, they're going to change the items so that their average price is $100. Some of the fine jewelry that she had before cost well over $10,000. So they're rebranding, that sort of thing. Speaking of jewelry and diamonds, which apparently are a girl's best friend, in 60 seconds, we're going to focus on diamonds because next month is Diamond Birthstone Month. So we'll have an expert in diamonds in just a moment here on the DJV Experience.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Yeti. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down in his face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south. Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Worksheet. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5656 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5656.
Are diamonds a girl's best friend? Let's find out. 45 past the hour, the DJV Experience. Now with two people who are experts in diamonds. Jean-Marc Liebherr is the CEO of the Diamond Producers Association, and Kara Ross is a jewelry designer and a gemologist. Diamonds, the focus on diamond. April is Diamond Birthstone Month. Diamonds. Let's talk about how diamonds come from coal. People, when you say that, they think you're nuts. But that's really where diamonds come from, right? Natural diamonds were originally coal that are just older. Am I right?
That's a way. It's a way. It's a way to put it, Doug. But well, first, thanks for having us. Just one word of caution. I heard your program about you know, grammar and spelling, and I'd like to just warn you, I'm not a native speaker, so please don't pick on me in case.
I'll be nice to you. You're my guest, and I don't take off on my guests, so
okay,
you'll be treated with respect.
Yeah. You make me feel a lot better. Listen, I've been involved in diamond mining for over 10 years now, and diamonds don't cease to fascinate me. So back to your question, they were formed effectively, you know, up to 4 billion years ago, a few hundred miles underneath the Earth's mantle in the molten rock in extraordinary pressure and temperature conditions. But it's only 300 to 400 million years ago, thanks to heavy volcanic activity, that these diamonds were brought up to the surface by volcanoes effectively erupting. And so diamonds now are found in these volcanic piles, which we call kimberlites, which have been hosting these diamonds for, you know, hundreds of millions of years. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're mining. So, but what you're saying is correct. They are effectively the purest form of carbon, but they're mostly, you know, beautiful and authentic gifts of nature.
All right. In the interest of time, Kara Ross, let's talk about how you use these diamonds, and is there a difference between synthetic diamonds and the pure diamonds in terms of what you can make for an end product, for the gem that people are looking at? Are they all the same, really, or is there a real difference?
No, you know, it's a huge difference. And, you know, as a certified gemologist and as a designer, I've been in the business for over 25 years, and have pieces in museums and have done work for many celebrities and have sold to the best stores. And I, as a designer, you know, pride myself not only on unique designs, but on using materials that are not only unique, but top quality, authentic, and genuine. So quite honestly, it wouldn't even occur to me to use a synthetic diamond because, you know, just as John Mark said, you know, it's about real authenticity and something that takes billions of years to grow as opposed to something that you can push out in a few weeks in a lab with people, you know, running around with the, you know, hair coverings and coverings on their shoes is not something I'm interested in.
Kara, how do we find the right diamond? How does one, a woman or a man, you know, these are supposed to represent love, commitment, that sort of thing, but everybody's taste is different and price availability for these things is different. So how do you find the right one? Go about 40,
well,
50 cents.
You know what? No. You know what? Listen, diamonds evoke an emotion. It's a feeling. And so what I tell her, look for a diamond that first and foremost, it speaks to you. It resonates with you. Yes, of course, then you're going to consider what shape and what budget. But it really is an emotional buy. No two are alike. They're like fingerprints. So you have to find someone that speaks to you and that also that you feel good about. It's going to be passed down many often, generation through generation. So it's very important to find, first and foremost, one that you just, it speaks to you.
Speaking to you. I think there's sort of a neatness in that. The right diamond for the right person at the right time, the right price, all that sort of thing. Where do we go for more info on April is Diamond Birthstone Month?
Well, you can go to our site, Doug, realisadiamond.com.
Realisadiamond.com. All right, John Mark and Kara, thank you.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious
Precious Metals, your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Even the best of us may not know how honored the movie is that this music comes from. How many people recognize this? Is there anybody you think, Kara, that would recognize?
I don't know. I didn't recognize it, but I like it.
Yeah. All right. So most people are familiar with Orson Welles and his legacy. We're going to talk about that and how it applies to one particular unfinished movie. Chucker's not here today, so it's my job to do movie news. Goody for me. And that's up next here on the DJV Experience.
The wrong boot will make your work suffer. Take Yeti. That's his forklift with the front wheels hanging just over the edge of the loading dock. And that is a big bead of sweat dripping down in his face because he's pretty sure if he moves, this whole thing is going to go further south. Sure will be interesting when everybody gets back from lunch. When your feet hurt, your work suffers. So get the Timberland Pro Disruptor Worksheet. Anti-fatigue technology and a 30-day comfort guarantee. Timberland Pro. Visit your local Timberland Pro retailer to get a pair.
This report is brought to you by SC Johnson. Did you know that the Amazon region produces 20% of the world's breathable oxygen? The Amazon rainforest is one of the world's most vital life support systems. From its role as the world's largest watershed to the fact that its trees act as the lungs of the earth, people need Amazonia to thrive. Every year, an estimated 3.7 million acres of the Amazon disappear due to deforestation. But there is something you can do to help. SC Johnson is joining forces with Conservation International to stop this trend one acre at a time. Protecting an acre of tropical forest costs just $25. And for every acre saved by you, SC Johnson will double donations to save a total of 10,000 acres. Join us by protecting one acre of land for $25. And together, we can help make a positive impact for future generations. For more information about the Acre for Acre Match and to view the new Conservation International VR film Under the Canopy, visit conservation.org/canopy.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
All right, this is the theme from Citizen Kane, 56 after the hour, by the way. Chucker and Movie News. Well, Movie News focusing on this announcement from Netflix. By the way, as a side story, the Oscar, one of the Oscars, I think, and I'm not sure Orson Welles how many he won, but I think he got a couple. He won a couple of Oscars. And one of them just recently sold at auction for almost $1.4 million. So people ask, what's an Oscar worth? I think probably it depends on who it belongs to and what the movie was, but in this case, this one was worth $1,366,000.
Well, it looks like he won one and was nominated for two, so that's if he only won one, that's probably why it went for so much. Yeah.
Yeah, that could be. Netflix is taking on the last movie that Orson Welles did, which wasn't finished, called The Other Side of the Wind. Story in today's New York Times focusing on this movie. The movie was in, I think it was, they started working on it in the 1970s, and then Orson Welles died. There have been others who've tried to complete the film a couple of years ago. Peter Bogdanovich tried, he was in the movie, he tried to get the rights and it didn't work. They raised a couple of $1 million. Now Netflix says they will put the pieces together. One wonders what the story will be at the end. I honestly don't know what the story is now. But
yeah, well, it's supposed to be a satire of the passing of classic Hollywood and the avant-garde filmmakers of the new Hollywood.
Really?
But it was the new Hollywood of the 1970s. So I wonder how they're going to make it now, because Hollywood is such a different place. I mean, it's not recognizable to what it was in the 1970s.
The stories are so much different. All right, other celebrity gossip. Ben Affleck has finished his rehab, getting to work on the latest Batman movie. And you may have heard the announcement that was made over the weekend by he and his wife, suggesting that they are getting back together again. The divorce is off. Jennifer Garner said, "If you go to rehab, straighten yourself out. I love you. You're my man. I want to stay with you, but I can't live with you the way you are." So he intelligently got help. And now he's been, I think he was in there for about 44, 45 days. It was on his Facebook page today that he's out, and it doesn't affect his involvement in Batman or anything else he's working on for business and work, but it did affect his life at home. So, good. That's good. Sounds like he was smart. It's 59 past the hour in the DJ.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.